Much of the traditional car-making industry around the world could go bust during the next decade as the cost of electric cars plunge and become affordable for average motorists. That's the prediction of a top researcher and investor who thinks a world of self-driving electric cars, including autonomous taxis, is only a few years away. Brett Winton, the director of research at the US-based ARK Invest, believes a disruptive day of reckoning is coming for complacent car-making giants who've failed to adapt their manufacturing models to confront new challenges like Tesla. Mr. Winton is visiting Australia and he spoke about a not-too-distant new world of artificial intelligence with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Well, it's not a question of if, it's really a question of when. You can look at some of the advances in artificial intelligence and see that computers are going to have the capability to solve the game of driving the car and likely a lot safer than humans. We believe within the next couple of years, you'll begin to see credible players delivering autonomous taxi services in constrained areas. So it may be that they can only take certain routes. It's certainly going to be the case that they can only operate in certain cities, and it will expand from there.
How soon before electric cars become affordable to the average person? Because at the moment, they're not in the league of, say, a Toyota Corolla.
Quite soon. We believe that by 2021 or 2022, you'll walk into the auto dealership and on the right will be a traditional internal combustion engine vehicle. And on the left will be an electric vehicle with the same sticker price that goes more than 200 miles and actually saves you money over time since electrons are cheaper than gallons of gasoline. So we actually believe that the entire market is going to invert and you will be more likely to buy an electric car than a traditional vehicle. Traditional vehicles may become almost collector's items or for people that have very specialized needs. Gearheads will still like the rumble of the engine, but it won't be a mainstream choice.
What does the rapid rise of electric cars and plunging operating costs mean for the big traditional car makers, in particular the big three in the United States, Ford, GM, and Chrysler?
Well, conceptually, they should be able to invest in the properties, plants, and equipment to produce these at scale competitively with an up-and-comer like Tesla. The reality is, thus far, they haven't been willing to commit the capital to bet on this future.
Traditional car makers, particularly those in the United States, but also here in Australia, are tied up to a dealer network. So they have a lot to lose if they throw the current manufacturing and sales model out.
Yes, in the US, those franchise relationships with dealers actually require any servicing of the car to move through that dealer network. Whereas a Tesla last week delivered a software download to its cars that actually improved their ability to warn drivers that they might be running into a vehicle in their blind spot when they're changing lanes. For a traditional automaker to do that, even if they had the technological capability embedded within the vehicles that they're selling, which at this point they often and almost always don't, they would still require the customer to come into the dealer and have to compensate the dealer for upgrading the software on the vehicle.
And what is all this going to do to regulation, road safety, even things down to the way car insurance is sold?
Automotive insurance companies are severely threatened by this. We believe that autonomous taxis are going to reduce accident and injury rates by 80%. And not only that, the automotive insurance companies, their business is contacting end consumers and convincing them to buy insurance. Tesla or Google is not going to go to Geico, which is an auto insurance company in the US, and ask them for insurance. They're going to go to the reinsurance market, to big pension funds, or they may even just take that risk onto their balance sheet, counting on the fact that they know the accident rates and, you know, they will pay out liabilities on a case-by-case basis rather than insuring it. So we actually believe that the automotive insurance market in the U.S. is going to fall by half by the end of the 2020s.
And that's Brett Winton, the Director of Research for ARK Invest, speaking there with Peter Ryan.